Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, March 28, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. For some of our most junior flying partners, this coming Tuesday, April 1st, will mark a significant transition phase in their jobs as United flight attendants. Some flight attendants will transition to voluntary furlough or partnerships. Others will begin a new and temporary phase as crossover flight attendants at Continental. And our remaining sisters and brothers will be subject to involuntary furlough. For most of these flight attendants, the choices they made regarding United's decision to pursue an unnecessary involuntary furlough were difficult. For many, these were not decisions that they would have made under more favorable circumstances. Each of these flight attendants is a unique and special part of United Airlines, and we will not rest until they return to their rightful place among us. Our efforts to challenge United management's need to involuntary furlough will continue through our grievance process and through any other appropriate legal means available to us. Our flying partners should be with us out on the line, flying together in solidarity. Until this wrong is righted, we will not rest and not give up. The purpose of the In-Flight Safety Action Program, ISAP, is to improve safety through the prevention of accidents and incidents by encouraging flight attendants to voluntarily report safety issues and events that will help everyone involved identify and correct specific problems. This type of non-punitive safety reporting system had long been lobbied for by ALPA and has been very effective in addressing and improving issues that affect the cockpit. United pilots have had a program in place since 2000, and United AFA has been a leader in the industry for a program for flight attendants. Flight attendants at United were the first to have an OSAP, now ISAP, program beginning in 2005. We are proud of this accomplishment, which would not have been possible without the support and anticipation by both United Airlines and the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. ISAP will become available to pre-merger Continental and Continental Micronesia flight attendants beginning March 31, 2014. Our flying partners now also have the opportunity to participate in this cooperative and voluntary safety reporting system. AFA Event Review Committee, the ERC representatives, will be at locations around the system, along with ERC representatives from In-Flight Safety and the FAA, to provide information to all flight attendants on this program. We encourage you to stop by one of the roadshows to ask questions and get information on the ISAP program. The details about the roadshows, as well as instructions on how to file an ISAP, are available on our website. ISAP works because everyone works together towards a common purpose, enhanced safety. The new ISAP, transitioned from OSAP, has been running for over a year now and has been successful at identifying several safety issues at United, providing protections from discipline and FAA enforcement action for all employees involved in inadvertent safety violations. The inclusion of Continental and Continental Micronesia flight attendants in this program is a positive step forward towards making United a safer airline for all of us. In January, during the final round of testing the call-in reserve preference system, a programming error was discovered. The error is directly linked to the assignment of positions on IDs that require a purser qualification and the logic that is applied when there is an insufficient number of purser-qualified flight attendants available to cover the open positions. Initially, it was thought that United programmers would be able to correct the programming. However, following discussions with the vendor, it was determined that the programming that requires changes is embedded in the program developed by the vendor. As a result, this latest delay is taking much longer to resolve than anticipated. We are expecting an update from the vendor late next week. While training of local Reserve Committee member volunteers has been completed and training materials for flight attendants have been developed and are ready for launch, it is not clear how this most recent problem might require additional programming changes. In an effort to ensure that training is available close to launch of the program, a decision has been made to delay the start of the training. Our reserve preference system is unlike any system that exists in the world. It is a complex undertaking necessary to satisfy the requirements of our contract. We understand that release of this program is highly anticipated and desired by the membership. However, AFA and company representatives assigned to work on the development of this program are equally committed to providing a high-quality system that comports with the requirements that were negotiated. Once a problem is isolated and repaired within the computer program, a brief period of testing will be required prior to implementation. We are prepared to launch training and implement the call and reserve preference program for the benefit of pre-merger United flight attendants. Your continued patience is appreciated. Last August, AFA applauded the announcement that some occupational safety and health protections would apply to flight attendants. 6 months after the policy became effective on September 26, 2013, the initial OSHA enforcement began on March 26, 2014. The OSHA regulatory protections that apply to flight attendants address bloodborne pathogens, protects employees from exposures to blood or other infectious substances, noise and hearing conservation, protects employees from workplace noise exposures, and hazard communication, requires employee access to information on chemical hazards. AFA worked for decades to secure these important safety and health protections for flight attendants on commercial aircraft, and it has now published a detailed online booklet, "The Rules Are Changing, How New OSHA Protections Will Affect You," to inform our flying partners about these changes. We encourage you to download and read this new information. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.